You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Good morning, football.
Big game in London. Jets Falcons, 9:30 a.m. start over in London. But of course, that's where you can watch it here and only on NFL Network. We'll talk to Melissa Stark. She's over there and she'll set the table for us. We've got action from last night to go over at this very breakfast table that I was just sitting under on Good Morning Football. It's presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. This is Michael Robinson, Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager. My name's Kay Adams. Let's get right to some highlights, but not until we talk to Melissa Stark, who is live with us in London this morning. So excited about this. Give us the inside scoop, if you will, Melissa, and tell us more about where you are, what you've been doing, and what we should be excited about with you on the sidelines come Sunday morning.
Well, how lucky am I? We are in front of Buckingham Palace, or as the locals tell me, it's called the Queen's Home or the Queen's Office. It's where she hosts heads of state and dignitaries. It's only one of her state homes, though, and you can tell if she's here based on which flag is flying. So she wasn't here yesterday. She was here yesterday, but we missed her. She's not here today. So she might be watching us on TV, but she's not watching us right now from the window. And we were lucky enough to see the changing of the guard, which is a personal highlight for me. And I know for many tourists when they come over, they had to take 18 months off due to COVID and came back in August. Well, speaking of that, the NFL, of course, had to take a year off of coming over here. And we are back and so happy to be here. The teams, they landed this morning, no rest for the weary. They went straight to practice, and it was a seven-hour flight. Keep in mind, it's 5 hours ahead from East Coast time right now, and have media availability, and then hopefully they can get some rest, maybe do a little sightseeing, but the head coach is saying that they do not want them to have a tourist mentality when they come over here. The big news comes from the Falcons, and that is that wide receiver Calvin Ridley, he did not make the trip due to personal matters, and I talked to the number four overall pick, Kyle Pitts, and he knows that this could mean more opportunities for him. There has been a talk about the lack of targets to him, and he's ready. And the other big news is the Jets finally got a win, and they're looking to make it number two over here, and their number two overall pick, their quarterback, Zach Wilson, he kind of got the monkey off his back, but looking to capitalize to gain on that and really have a great showing here, and he is looking to make history because rookie quarterbacks are 0-4 here in London, so he's looking to be the first one to get a win.
Oh, we can't wait to see that. Melissa, there's a palpable jealousy at the table. We wish we were there. When we did the show there, Roger Goodell came on the show, and we wanted to give him an authentic British souvenir, so Peter gave him a Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt from London, and he loved it. I understand he wears it all the time. But Melissa, on the topic of garb and souvenirs and jerseys, we know the fans over there are crazy for this stuff. What kind of jerseys are you seeing in the streets? Are the pub crawls starting? Tell us about the hubbub and the frenzy about fans over there in the UK ready for this NFL game.
Right. No, I wish you guys were here and you experienced it. I mean, there's nothing like it because you see these fans, right, when they leave the pubs or they're walking down the street and they're wearing all different jerseys. And it's a group of people together and they're all walking, they're all getting along, and they all have on a different team jersey. You definitely don't see that in the United States. So all teams are represented, which is such a fun thing. And the stadium, it is sold out and over 60,000 fans. And it is typically 90% locals. It might be even more this year due to COVID. And it doesn't matter if you're a Falcons fan this weekend or if you're a Jets fan, because they are American football fans. And there is nothing like watching it in person.
Cannot wait for this game. And if the Jets win this thing, they will get a hero's welcome back here in Jersey. We'll check in with you soon, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
In the meantime, we are going to do some Rams and some Seahawks. An NFC West Thursday nighter in which Matthew Stafford was really shaky in the first half, maybe due in part to a banged up finger he had. 26-17, the Rams at 4-1. You can't argue with it.
Let's bring in Ian Rappaporter, NFL Network insider. Big story from last night. Get some updates on those fingers. What's going on with Russell Wilson?
Now, Russell Wilson seemed to have joined a very elite club that the members are Brian Baldinger and Torrey Holt. I'm sure there are others, but as of right now, those are the most famous mangled finger club members. Russell Wilson seemed to have a finger injury last night, was out of the game. That's why we saw Geno Smith take a star turn last night, lead the team down the field for a touchdown before an ill-timed interception that was definitely not his fault. As far as Russell Wilson, it remains to be seen whether or not he will actually miss time. He's going to get the finger, which you could see he really couldn't grip it at all. It looks kind of like some sort of detachment issue there. He's going to get it looked at today. Surgery is possible. Pete Carroll called it a badly sprained finger, which is probably an understatement. But what we do not know, Kate, is whether or not Russell Wilson will miss time. He never misses time, hasn't missed a start. And even if he has surgery to insert a pin into the finger, it is not guaranteed that he will miss a start 10 days from now. So obviously we will keep monitoring the situation about Russell Wilson and his injury.
Not very nice that he has a couple extra days. Appreciate the updates all around ahead of a full slate of action on Sunday. Now, Matthew Stafford on the other side gets the win. Didn't exactly have, you know, the best history under the bright lights. I was skeptical the whole first half of this. I was like, yeah. I knew it. Yeah. But he certainly balled out. He got the job done last night. M-Rob, what was it about Stafford's performance that stood out to you?
Well, first and foremost, he finished the game. We talked about it earlier, in the show, how he finished the game. He only missed 6 passes in the second half. Almost threw for 300 yards, had the touchdown and all of that. But people always talk about the difference in this offense that Matthew Stafford brings to this offense that Jared Goff didn't. And it's the way he manipulates underneath coverage without having a play action fake. But the way he moved his eyes created those holes, Peter, you were just talking about in this pass defense for the Seattle Seahawks. They were playing this game with Bobby Wagner and the linebackers. This is the type of offense, this is the type of quarterbacking that Sean McVay has always wanted. That's why you saw him so excited when they got that last interception, because he's like, yes, now when I speak to Matthew Stafford, he's going to believe me. You just take the coaching, and I will make sure you win in primetime games and things like that. This offense is explosive. If this defense and Aaron Donald shows up every week, they're going to be tough to beat. I don't care who they're playing.
They're now 4-1 instead of 3-2. And look at the four teams that they've beaten who are now out of their way, out of their schedule. They've beaten four different playoff teams from last year. Remember, they started off the season with a win over the Bears. They got a win over the Colts. They then beat the Buccaneers. And now they've beaten the Seahawks. So that's four playoff teams that you've now beaten. Okay, you move forward from that. We lost to the Cardinals, fine. Their next schedule that's coming up, it's the Giants, it's the Lions, it's the Texans, it's the Titans. Like,
they got the Jags coming, too.
Huge win. They had the Jags as well. So huge win for the Rams, and I think they now are kickstarted into next.
But it's not going to be a super easy road. Like, I felt good after last night. I'll be honest. I was like, Stafford's going to Stafford this up and bright lights and all that.
Really?
100%. I don't think I'm quite there yet with him, but this made me feel better that they are in that conversation of elite team strengths. But the road might be easy on their schedule. The road in the NFC is not, because you have the guys that you know are going to be there, the Bucks and the Packers, but you have teams emerging. The Cowboys look elite. Like, they look like they're in the conversation. The Panthers, the Cardinals look awesome. So it's not going to be maybe as easy as other years in that conference.
Yeah, and yet you look at it and it's like everyone's got to play the NFC West. And they'll face these guys in there. The Packers are on the regular season schedule as well.
The scariest thing about them is that Robert Woods finally had the Robert Woods game. And then the next game, he might have one catch and 5 yards.
You don't know how to beat him.
And they'll win again. Like, this truly is a rotation and they're that deep. And it's like feeling like Matthew Stafford is this great actor who finally got in a good movie with a good cast and he is chewing up scenery.
Shregs, I got to get your opinion on this matchup. AFC Championship rematch. I brought it up a little bit. It's Sunday Night Football. I'm saying Josh Allen, be the brightest star. Go in there. Take advantage of a vulnerable Chiefs defense. It's at Arrowhead. What are you really looking at in this one? You know both of these teams real well.
Yeah, and so much stress has been put on the Chiefs defense being terrible. And let me look to the camera and tell you, the Chiefs defense is terrible.
Terrible.
Like, awful.
Yep.
Awful. And yet, they can outscore every single team in the league. And they might win that way this year. That's just
really
what it is.
Can they beat the Bills that way?
I think they can beat the Bills that way. Just put up as many points as you possibly can. Do not punt the ball and have the ball in the last second. And if they do not turn the ball over, they will outscore every opponent. And that's just kind of how it's going to be. It's not fun. It's not easy. And it's not stress-free. But that is basically their formula. They have a lot of turnovers they've got to clean up. But I still think the Chiefs, it sounds so against our grain of football wins championships. They can still outscore every team.
Let me ask you this. Zach Moss, we had him on our show. What do they call him? Zemo?
Zemo.
Is he going to play huge into this? Because I agree with you. They can outscore anybody. How do you slow them down? That's something the Bills never really had, right? A run game to slow it down. Or is he going to factor huge in this to keep him off the field?
I'm not sold on that Bills run game.
Really?
They've played the Texans. They've played
Washington. How about the Bills psychological factor? We're running out of time here. The question that we asked the table this week that I think is key is who needs this one more, Chiefs or Bills? And the Chiefs' record says, oh, we need it. I don't even think it's close. I think it's Buffalo by a long shot. They're doing the McDermott thing this week about this is another opponent, what Zemo said to us. BS. They all know Diggs is standing in the confetti still looking at another title game that he lost. Josh Allen talked a lot in the offseason about the Chiefs. We're not under any delusion that this is our boogeyman. Mm-hmm. If they lose now when the Chiefs defense is pulp,
terrible,
and they're shutting everybody out, this becomes a question of when are we going to beat these guys?
True.
Because Herbert's doing it, Lamar's doing it. When can we not do it? I think in a long shot, the Bills need it more than the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think the Bills need it more than the Chiefs, too. They need to tell them, you know, just for confidence in themselves, right? So when they get into the playoffs and they face them again, but you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs having to outscore everybody. To me, the biggest difference in this Bills team is their defense. Talk about it. I mean, they're playing lights out. I mean, I think they're only allowing 11 points or something like that. Now, they haven't played the top talent in the National Football League, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're getting after the quarterback. And I remember that game last year. I think it was the first time they played Kansas City. Yeah, not the playoffs, but the first time they played Kansas City. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 165 rushing yards. They rushed for 200 and something yards. Why? Because Buffalo decided to play a two-deep safety type of a defense. Say, you know what? We're not going to let you throw the ball deep. We're not going to let you throw the football.
Go ahead, then.
And Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes was patient enough to run the football. I think this Bills defense is better now. I think they got better along the defensive line.
They did.
You know, Epinesa and all the guys that they've drafted. They can stop the run now with two safeties high. That's going to put this Kansas City Chiefs in a different predicament.
Be careful.
Now.
They haven't played anyone.
I hear you.
Houston,
right?
Washington.
I hear you.
The Dolphins.
It's not their fault that they beat
the team. They can only drive the car they're given. I understand
that's what I'm
that.
Saying. It's not their
this
fault.
This could be 0-60, where we've been playing the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins and the Washington.
Well, these guys are different.
Oh, my God, the Chiefs.
But the difference is the core of this Bills defense has been there and played this team. They know it. It's not like this is going to be a new animal to them, and I think that's what's going to give them the advantage.
They also do have you don't believe in their running attack. I'd like to believe in it. In that AFC Championship loss, they only ran the ball nine.
Well, that's why you don't believe in
it. They back nine
it.
Times. Mm-hmm. What? That was last year, though.
But
this
I'm just
year
saying,
they are.
I mean, even this year, they're not calling it as much as you think that they should. My whole issue is
I'm surprised by how much they're running the ball, but again, against which teams?
The teams that aren't that great.
At GMF, you we'll love the
challenge.
Buffalo Bills. Let's go to Miami. Anybody in?
Oh, yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
The Dolphins have dropped three in a row. Woof. Next up, it is their cross-state rival, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with the latest on this matchup from woof to wolf. Here's Cameron.
Good morning, Kay. The big storyline last week, Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick. An underrated storyline this week, Tom Brady versus Coach Brian Flores. 15 years together in New England, and Brady said this week that he estimated maybe 1,500 practices they went against one another, and they're both big competitors. So we asked Flores this week, is there anything that you have on Brady that can help you? And he said with a wry smile, there's no confusing that guy. He's seen everything. Maybe a little gamesmanship because the Dolphins blitz more than any team in the league, and I expect them to throw a lot of different looks at Brady. This defense will have to carry a big load for a struggling offense that's 31st in total offense and 31st in scoring offense so far this year. Their starting quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, has been out since week 2 with those fractured ribs, And there's optimism he'll return next week versus the Jags. But for this week, it's Jacoby Brissett that'll have to lead the show. So a lot of pressure on that defense. And I asked one of their key members, linebacker Jerome Baker, about Brady. And he said something funny. He said, early in my career, I was starstruck. He was a guy that I played with Madden. But now I'm just out to ruin his day.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Cameron. Week 5's chock full of great games on Sunday, kicking off at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Jets-Falcons over in London. So let's work through as many as we can and give us your thoughts with a round of Mad Minute. What happens here? Michael Robinson, 60 seconds go on the clock. You guys share that minute to dish out and spit out the biggest things you are looking for. So let's go with that fight for supremacy in Florida as the Dolphins take on the Bucs. This one in Tampa. And you guys heard Cameron Wolf. What are you excited for, Peter?
You know, it's a shame that Miami doesn't have a passing offense right now, because I feel like the three of you could play corner and safety, and I could be for the Buccaneers right now.
Don't do them like that.
The Buccaneers are so depleted. Sherman was – hey, people were, like, knocking Sherman, and the Patriots threw at him. Sherman showed up on Monday and was like, has been sitting on the couch for and he's their number one corner. So Tampa might have problems with the defensive backfield. This is a great matchup for Tampa because the Dolphins, they haven't been able to move the ball through the air. So, Kay, if you're suiting up at strong safety, it might be an upgrade from what Tampa's got. Still might get the win.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
Let's go.
I like this matchup. I look at Tampa Bay. I think offensively, they got to get their run game going. They got to get Leonard Fournette. They got to get the run game going. They only average about 70-something yards per game. But whenever they get into these high scoring type games, when they have an offense that their defense can't stop, they got to make sure this run game is ready to go. So I look at this game for Tampa Bay to just get their game right, all right, as they move on.
Go Bucks. 2 seconds. Miami, this is a playoff game for you. Give me something. I don't know if it's a good thing if Tua's coming back, but we're out of time. Don't worry. What goes around?
The Dolphins have only beaten the Bucks once in 30 years.
The Dolphins beat the Bucks once
in
30 years?
Once in 30 years. It was 2009. Any guesses on the quarterback?
For Miami,
Sage Rosenfels.
I'm gonna say it's Joey Harrington,
Ryan Fitzpatrick,
Chad Henne. All right, Eagles in Charlotte, Panthers. What are we looking for? 60 seconds. Go.
Sam Darnold. Can he continue with that? You know, he's playing well, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't think when he was with the Jets that he would be able to play this well. And he's the leading rusher with quarterbacks and scoring touchdowns, running touchdowns, right? Didn't think that Sam Darnold would be like that. He has weapons on the outside. I expect a great game from him.
Eagles have to win this game. I said the same thing about Emmitt. This is a playoff game. You don't go 1-4. You can't do that. Like, there's been a lot to like about Philly, except they came out and beat the Falcons week one, and we said, woo, and then they haven't won since, and they know it. Nick Sirianni, give me some sort of boxing metaphor or something right here, because the season is effectively over if you lose this weekend.
Defense is bad, too.
And I think Carolina needs to win this game because they started off 3-0, and we did the celebration here on the show because they did it on a Thursday night against the Texans. Then they got their lunch handed to them against the Cowboys. You can't lose at home to an Eagles team that you are better than on paper, especially if we might see number 22 in the backfield. Christian McCaffrey might be out there.
Hopefully.
They got to win. If they're one of those teams, and we're talking playoffs, Panthers have to win this game.
Mm-hmm. No Chuba Hubbard mentioned on
YouTube. No Chuba. I'm going with McCaffrey.
Get the jersey. Chuba.
They, of course, add Stephon Gilmore. He cannot play. He's on PUP. He can return and be on the field for them to help out their already good defense week 7. The Packers battle it out against the Bengals in Cincinnati. This is a good game. Very intriguing.
Really
game. Trap game for the Packers.
Let me think about it for a sec.
Take your time. I get 2 seconds at the end. It's
Packers,
all
Bengals. There's so many ways to go with this game. There's so many ways to go in life, really. You know, like we're talking about the great states of Wisconsin and Ohio.
Come on.
You know where I will go with this? We're doing a Mad Millennium right now. That's what Mike Rob does. Okay. It feels like a debutante ball for the Bengals, like a coming out party, like their Sweet 16. And everyone's like, what if the Bengals beat Rodgers? That would be really cool. Just don't get rolled by 30 points by Rodgers.
Don't do that.
They still have the firepower. I would like to see Cincy win this game. I still think it's Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay came into Cincinnati a few years ago and just absolutely torched them, like lit them up. And it was like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if there's going to be. I feel like this has to be Joe Burrow saying, hey, I'm meant for this moment, too. I can do this type of thing. Let me be here. This is a big Joe Burrow moment. Not as much Rodgers, but Burrow, because we like crowning these young quarterbacks. He's been worthy of the crown so far.
Yeah, he's been balling. I'll tell the Cincinnati defense one thing that the 49ers defense just didn't understand late in the game. Find Devontae Adams and cover him, okay? Just cover him.
He wears 17.
He's going to be right there. Just circle him. That's what you got to cover.
Is this true, Matthew Hamilton? I just got a text. The Bengals have won 3 of their last 4 against the Packers.
Really?
Against the Packers?
Huh.
I think that might be true.
I don't remember those games.
Me neither.
You?
You know what? I was actually thinking of a Saints game when the Saints came in and lit up the Bengals. Not Rodgers, so he might be right on that.
Interesting.
Bengals have won three of their last four. Watch out. We're doing picks, skip pick-ems. I'm just going to put that out there into the universe. Baker and the Browns head out to Los Angeles. I get you, Grillo. I'm moving along. Calm down. It's a Friday. They're taking on the Chargers. What intrigues you guys in this one? Eeny, meeny, miny, shrakes.
Ian Rappaport had this report that Baker was having a serious issue with the left side of his body, and he's been wearing this crazy apparatus, and that's your starting quarterback. Like, he needs to be able to throw the ball, right? That's not their offense. Their offense is run the ball, and then hit that short back. Like, they don't ask Baker to go nuts. I don't think the injury is as drastic a situation for this quarterback than it might be for others. He's going to be playing through pain. They're not asking Baker to go nuts. I think Baker just needs to do enough to not make mistakes. That defense and that running game might keep them in this one. Browns might win this one.
Yeah, the Browns might win as they average, what, 177 rush yards a game or something like that? Look, if the Chargers can make this a Baker Mayfield game, they win. Meaning if they stop the run, force Baker to win the game with his arm, they win. If they don't stop the run game, that offensive line and everybody, they lose. Simple as that.
Myles Garrett versus Justin Herbert. Last week, Myles Garrett broke his usual routine and didn't wear sleeves. Usually wears long sleeves and didn't wear sleeves. And then he tweets after, one game without sleeves and I get a random drug test the next morning, which apparently he did. It's a marvel to behold Justin Herbert. Look the hell out. Those triceps are coming for your face.
He's a winner. He is 7-1 in his last eight games, Justin Herbert, in his sophomore season. All right, finally, guys, it's the Broncos and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Are we looking for in this one? Eeny, meeny, miny, Mike Rubb.
Looking at this Broncos defense, man, the pass defense is awesome. They do a great job on short passes, which is something that Ben Roethlisberger has been doing for the last couple of years. Ben Roethlisberger is old. Hopefully this isn't the last game we see him as the starter.
Wow. Mike, you're right.
It's a take, but it's not a wrong take. And I don't know if I would say hopefully, but I think there are starting to be questions where it's like, is this guy the best option for the Steelers? Ben's a warrior, right? Like, Ben's been through it. Ben,
old war horse.
He's an old war. Like, let's answer the bell here. Let me see what Ben's got left, because it has been Ben Roethlisberger and a pinata this week in the media. Let's see if he can answer to this thing, because he's been bat around pretty good.
Can't wait. It wouldn't be a Friday without a visit from our guy, Nate Burleson. Triggs, what is he going to talk about?
We've got one thing. There's something about a bird being on a head. Just Nate has thoughts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. You'll
see. What's a bird on a head?
You'll see.
Oh, I thought that was Nate in the old trapper.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of the best things about our Friday show is that we get to check in with our good friend Nate Burleson. Nate is now on the set of CBS Mornings, and he joins us on Mondays and Fridays on Good Morning Football. Nate Burleson, how are you, buddy?
What's good, man? You're looking good, Strays, K, KB. What's going on, Mike Rob?
What's up, buddy?
How's everybody doing?
What's up, bud?
What's happening, big dog? What's going down?
Nate, yesterday, you missed this because you used to be great in these segments. We did our trust scales where we talk about things from our own life or observations that we don't trust at all and that we trust completely, and we put an NFL team on it. I remember way back when we first started, your least trusted thing had to do with women and bodily functions specifically. It really put the segment on the map. Uh-oh. But now that you're all cleaned up in CBS and everything, what would be the ends of your trust scale right now, Nathaniel? What do you got?
All right, so my trust scale... at the very end of it would be, I trust that my kids' Halloween candy will be eaten entirely by me. Not my wife, not my older boys, but my daughter's Halloween candy. She's going to pick out a few things, but I'm fasting just so I can make room for all of the candy. At 40 years old, there's certain things that I stay away from, but I give myself a pass Halloween weekend.
Love it. Nate, good to see you as always. The NFL is in London.
Good to
see you. We've
been
talking to Melissa Stark. She's over there with Mark Quinzel. They're hanging out ahead of this Jets-Falcons matchup at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network. We all spent some time together several years ago, once in a lifetime experience. If I had to ask you what your favorite moment from that London trip was, what would it be?
One, it was great to just wake up at a normal time and do our show and still have enough room in the evening to kick it. But I would say right around 4:30-ish tea time, you go get you some macaroons, some crumpets, some biscuits, and you just relax. You know, I feel like we should adopt that here. You know, right around 3:30, 4, 5 o'clock, just shut down everything. Just go grab your girl, grab your guy, get your crew, lay back, kick your feet up, tea and crumpets. That was the best part because it was absolutely relaxing.
We had an intense debate yesterday talking about, you know, which city produced better music. Was it Los Angeles or your former hometown in the town that I won a Super Bowl in, Seattle?
Speaking of that, it's funny that I was talking about you, Mike Rob, a Penn State fan. We were having a conversation about football. I have to tell this story because I have you right here. He was like, yeah, you ever played with Mike Rob? I was like, nah, but I played against him. I remember being a Seahawk, and I felt like I was one of the best punt returners in the game. And Mike Rob, he was the up back. You know, he's basically going to give the signal to snap the ball. I'm back there. I'm looking at the crowd. Burleson. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to take this to the crib. And then I get to talk trash to Mike Rob because he's my friend. I look at the snap. It's a direct snap to Mike Rob. And that's the last thing a punt returner wants to see is this big old dude with this exhale helmet just barreling down the field. And I'm thinking, come on, Mike Rob, you know you got a big old head. If you filled your helmet up with nickels, you have $500,000. Hey, but listen, so I'm sitting there. I'm like this. Man, I'm like this. If Mike Rob runs me over, he is going to let me know about this the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I closed my eyes and went for your ankles. Luckily, you didn't have no jukes in the bag. You was just trying to run me over and embarrass me. So I chopped your ankles down. That was my Mike Rob story for the day, folks. But to answer your question, I'm going to go to Seattle. I'm a Seattle guy, of course. Of course I'm going to represent the town when it comes to music. You know, rock and roll, grunge, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. Nah, I'm not going to sing it because I know we can't afford it. But then also Sir Mix-a-Lot, Macklemore, and all the local artists that I rock with, the Physics, Wiz, and everybody else. So... of course, I'm going to represent Seattle music over L.A., even though L.A. is a little bit more of a fixture in hip-hop.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That's a good call, and thank you for that story. We were talking about head size earlier. Kyle has a giant dome as well.
Massive.
Right?
When I told him my head size, he's like, oh, yeah, you're bigger.
You got it. Mike Rob makes me look like a pinhead. It's crazy. I don't know how that's physically possible.
Yeah. Nate. On a serious note, the NFL's Crucial Catch campaign is underway once again. It's a powerful piece from your former teammate Calvin Johnson that we showed earlier in the week, the importance of early detection. Let's take a look.
My mom, she's inspiration to me.
By sharing his mother's story, Johnson hopes to raise awareness for early screening and to help women like Irma Rosales from Denver, whose life was saved with help from one of the American Cancer Society's NFL-funded Change Grants.
Por favor, mujeres, vayan a hacerse sus exámenes, por favor.
Regular cancer screening saves lives.
Obviously, Calvin, a dear friend of yours, but the message is for everybody. What did you make of that piece, and why is the Crucial campaign so important to you personally?
Well, I remember being in college, and, you know, this young 20-year-old kid was hearing about scouts and agents
coming and knocking at my door, and I'm thinking to myself, I'll have a chance to play in the league. I'm very close with my family. Most of them lived in San Francisco. But then my grandmother passed from pancreatic cancer, and she never actually had a chance to see me play in the league. Saw me play in high school, in college. I mean, I've always thought about that. And then when I got in the league, I realized how much the NFL was doing and how Crucial Catch was something that I wish I had more information of. And my family did. And maybe the results could have been different. But, you know, I'm just an individual that shares the story with millions of people, not just in this country, but around the world. And what the NFL is doing is shedding a light and also bringing in revenue that they can use for cancer research. You know, oftentimes we see the gear that the NFL presents and it's cool and it's vibrant, you know, and fans love the rocket in the stands. But that money goes somewhere, and it goes somewhere that can help save a relative. And sometimes it could be our own relative. So shout out to Calvin Johnson for using his voice, and also to the NFL for putting their money where their mouth is.
Awesome stuff. Nate, thank you so much for joining the show. Great message, and have an awesome weekend. When you bring Kyle into the NFL today, you're like, guys, this is my friend Kyle. Then I'm like, I don't vouch for him. This guy's on his own. Is that how it's going to go down?
Nah, I'm going to wait until I see whatever he's doing. Once we show the piece, if it lands, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's my friend. I know Kyle. If it's terrible, I'm going to be like, man, you know what? I don't even know this dude. Smart. I don't know him.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you, Nate. Very flattering confidence.
All right, love you guys, man.
Let's go to the game across the pond as the Jets get set to take on the Falcons in NFL's return to London. That's going on this Sunday. With all the latest on the Jets, here's our very own Kim Jones.
Good morning, Kay. You'll recall that earlier this season, Robert Saleh said to his rookie quarterback, Zach Wilson, essentially, boring football is good football. Well, Wilson wasn't boring on Sunday when he threw that 53-yard bomb in the fourth quarter for a big touchdown to Corey Davis. That was the back play. Not boring at all. But it is clear when you listen to offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur that the Jets overall still have an awful lot of work to do.
These guys are trying to change a standard and a culture, you know, and they've put in a lot of work, and people don't see it on Monday and Saturday, and I understand that. It's all about, you know, the results and what you do on Sunday. It's a results-driven business, but I was just so proud of those guys, and it was really fun to be a part of and just see how happy those guys were. But at the same time, it's to bed now. You know, it's Thursday, and I forgot I even had this today because everything has been London and Atlanta, and I don't even know what day it is right now, you know. So it was cool for those guys post-game, but they've moved on. It's time to turn the page and continue to build because there's a lot of things that we need to clean up.
LaFleur told us that last Sunday night as he and Zach were texting after that game, Zach kept lamenting what he didn't do right on the football field that day. LaFleur said, I love it. But he also reminded his rookie quarterback, enjoy the win.
Thanks so much, Kim. Week 5 is officially kicked off. Great slate of games coming on Sunday. Let's break it down. The best matchups, it's called Mad Minute. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's start with that international game. It's the Jets and Falcons. What has you most excited, Triggs, about this one?
I think the Jets have some really good momentum right now. And Saleh has been to London as a part of the Jacksonville staff 3 times. So, like, he knows what works and at least has an impression of what he thinks is the best thing to prepare his team for this London game. Last week, Quinnen Williams had a real coming out party in addition to Zach Wilson. He was all over the field. His brother Quincy plays for the Jets. He too had a coming out party.
Okay.
Jets defense is good. Matt Ryan has not been good. The Jets might win this game. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, Jets might win this game. I'm talking about it, the Atlanta Falcons. You said it earlier, Kyle. Can we get Kyle Pitts the ball?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can we in the red zone? I mean, the dude's huge. He has a huge catch radius. How about you do what you used to do with Julio? Just put him on the backside of a 3-by-1 and throw it up in a fade.
You know, I think the story, it's not like Kyle Pitts is dropping passes or messing up. They're just not really getting him involved. Yeah. It's not his fault necessarily. But I go back to the Jets. Jets win this game. You fly home. Then they're on the bye. So that's like a couple weeks of, oh, my God, the Jets won 2 in a row. The solid things turn in the corner. And I think they will win this game. I actually think they'll win it pretty comfortably. Sometimes it just takes one throw for rookie quarterback. And we saw 4 last week from Miami.
Wow. Rookie quarterbacks 0-4 all time when playing in London, as Melissa Stark told us. Now, moving on to Washington, facing off against the Saints. That one at home. What are we looking for here? Micro.
You know what, Chase Young, it's your time, man. Let's go. Zero sacks. You were the rookie defensive player of the year last year, and half of the time on tape, man. I don't see you giving the effort that I saw last year. This is not 2020. This is 2021, okay? You don't have your starting quarterback from earlier in the season, so they're leaning on you in this defense. You got to be better, big dog.
I have to look at the guy who's going for it. I thought the Jameis experience was going to be a little more Jameis-y than this. You know, like, it's not like he's been terrible or anything, but... Man, the Saints offense is lacking a lot, and all we talked about month after month after month after Drew Brees' retirement was, look, I trust Sean Payton, and we all did. It hasn't been pretty, Peter.
It hasn't. That's what I'm taking here. This is the worst offense in Sean Payton's career, yards per game, points per game. They're averaging 144 passing yards per game. This is Sean Payton's offense.
That's crazy, man.
Their leading receiver is Deontay Harris. Alvin Kamara has 10 catches. Like, hey, Saints have been good for a long time, and it's just a given that they're going to put up points. They have been really, really, really pedestrian on offense. Huh. It's time to start kickstarting this thing. It's the worst they've ever seen under Sean Payton.
Ooh, that's true. That said, that the last two times the Saints started 2-2, they ended up ripping off 11-win seasons and winning the NFC South, not the same NFC South, not the same quarterback situation in New Orleans. All right, hot off of first NFL win, Justin Fields and the Bears are making their way to Vegas. They're facing off against the Raiders. What has us excited about this one, Trey?
I'm excited to see what version of Derek Carr we get, because we saw the quotes from Joey Bosa, and it was an indictment. And I think a lot of people around the league were either nodding or like, whoa, don't say it. Derek Carr responded to it and was like, I didn't fold up. What are you talking about? I like that he's got this fire. His team loves him. I want to see him go out there and say, okay, Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn, I'm good. I'll be all right. Let's see him stand in the pocket and get this win at home.
Yeah, I think Derek Carr is going to be all right, man, especially with Darren Waller on the outside and things like that. But Khalil Mack revenge game, man. I think he leads this team with 4 sacks. Go after it, man. Show the Raiders what they have missed, and I think he'll do that this week.
The Bears lead the NFL in sacks.
They're good.
Not the Browns, who had 9 in one game. The Bears lead the NFL in sacks. The Raiders lead the NFL in passing. Hello, let's go. I'm also watching, obviously, Fields. I'm drawing an early fascination with Fields in the media. He was asked, so, Justin, what's it like to know you're going to be the Bears quarterback for the next 10 or 15 years? And he's like, we may not even be on this planet in the next 10 or 15 years.
I love
it. That was his actual response. He is so cerebral and so cool, and he's going to have to be against Max Crosby.
Bears 2-5 all time when facing the Raiders on the road. Those games, of course, previously all took place in Oakland in L.A., the first time the Bears are going to face them in Vegas. NFC West showdown, had one last night. Now we have the Cardinals facing off against the Niners, this game in the desert. M-Rob, what are you looking for?
Yeah, could be a Trey Lance showing here. Jimmy G's a little banged up. I'm looking to see how they run the football in San Francisco. I know running the football is going to be a big part of this game plan. You know, Kyle Shanahan is awesome with designing run plays. He's great at creating leverage in the run game. He's going to have to do a whole lot of creating this week if they want to beat the Arizona Cardinals.
I think this one goes differently than we've been talking about this morning. The idea that, you know, Peter is saying run the ball 60 times, that all sounds great until Kyler comes out 14-0. I think it's a little bit of shade, Peter, at Trey Lance. Like, why can't he throw it? This guy has an incredible arm, an incredible talent. I like the idea of him running too, but let's not just say the guy can't chuck it at all.
It's more of a testament of let's do what they're great at, and that's what Kyle Shanahan's great at. Yeah. Let's scheme up the run, and now we've got finally a mobile quarterback. Let's see what we're doing. Last year, these two teams played late in the season. It was in Arizona. The 49ers had been living in a hotel for the last month.
Right.
It was on Amazon Prime on a Saturday. The Cardinals needed it. The Niners came into their building and whooped them. I think there has to be some revenge factor. The Cardinals have to remember that and say, not this year, different team. We're not going to lose to this team.
It's a great point. Cardinals looking to start 5-0 for the first time since 1974.
Wow.
More Good Morning Football on the way. Yeah, that's happened in a long time.
Who's the quarterback, Dave Craig?
It's week 5 for your fantasy owners. Which players have the highest value heading into their weekend matchups? I'll give you my top 5 up next.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, you're setting your lineups. Maybe last night you had Tyler Lockett. You thought he'd go for a million touchdowns like I did. It did not happen, so you need to make up some points. Well, here's how you do it. Time for some Top 5 Friday. Here's how it works. I'll give you my favorite fantasy values for week 5. I give you 5 of them. Bye weeks around the corner. Bye weeks happening. You got to freak out, you know, freaking out about who to pick up and put in your lineups. And there's some of these guys are really available. So we're going to start with a quarterback. Mike Robb, I think you like this guy, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. I love Trey Lance. They're going to have to use his legs this week, though.
Hopefully they can. He's at Arizona. If Jimmy G can't go, he's got that calf injury. Keep it here and listen to Ian Rappaport on that. I would give Trey Lance a shot in daily fantasy. He's finished 14th at quarterback last week, even though he only played for a half of action. That's pretty cool that he's top 15, right? Because he can do it both ways. He's going to add some serious rushing yards, and I think he'll have opportunities to rack up points in what should be a high-scoring game in the NFC West against those Cardinals. Kyler's going to put up points. Trey Lance is going to have to do his thing. Now, at running back, the aforementioned Jamal Williams.
Here we go.
The nice. List. He's got the Vikings defense. DeAndre Swift limited with a groin injury, but even if he can go, he's active, he suits up and plays. I think there's a place for Jamal Williams this week. He's gotten 14 touches in each of the last 2 weeks, even as the Lions RB2, the Vikings top 10 most generous to the position. If Swift cannot go, to me, Williams is a no-brainer to put in your lineups regular, season-long fantasy leagues, and of course, daily variety as well. Michael Carter, someone that Shregs and I have asked Shregs about a lot in the offseason. Is he going to get it going? Should I like this guy? Well, he's got the Falcons. Early game in London. And if you look at what he's done, a lot of people aren't paying attention to the Jets. Listen, he's really emerged as a lead back. He scored his first career touchdown just last week in what looked like an offense, Shregs, that was getting it together.
He and Javonte were college teammates. They're both having great, great starts here to their NFL careers. Awesome.
It's all about power, too. Opportunities. It's all about volume. And it's all about the matchup, right? They're in London. It has been a shaky Falcons defense, and that's putting it nicely. So I actually like Michael Carter quite a bit, and keep your eyes on what he does on NFL Network exclusively to see if you can play him going forward. Next at wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders gets the Chiefs. Okay, Emmanuel Sanders. Okay.
No, I'm just saying, man. I'm a Bills fan, so I like that you picked this one.
I like Emmanuel Sanders. I love Emmanuel Sanders. It's just true. But he's now put up 80 or more yards in back-to-back games. The Chiefs, top 10 most generous to the wide receiver spot. They can light up any team. That means other teams have to light them right back. Game script's involved here, and so I think we'll see Sanders get lots of looks here. The Chiefs are going to try to key in on Stephon Diggs. We'll see if they can do that, but I think Sanders will be very heavily involved in this one. And finally, tight end Dalton Schultz up against the Giants.
This guy always
scores. You guys know I like Dawson Knox. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Uh-huh. Schultz has seen 15 targets over the last 2 weeks, racking up over 130 yards and 3 touchdowns in that span. He wasn't really on anybody's radar heading into this year, a la a Dawson Knox, but you always look for those tight ends to stream. And I always play tight end bingo and never draft one of those highly touted early pick guys. And this is why. Because you can pick up a guy like Dalton Schultz, who clearly Dak has eyes for him. He's one of his favorite targets. And the Giants, they're a beautiful matchup for the tight end spot, the third worst against TE. So if you take a full look at the list here, Dalton Schultz up against the Giants. At the bottom, Emmanuel Sanders. A rookie, Michael Carter. Another running back for you, Jamal Williams, who's just fun to play and you want to cheer for him. Thanks so much, M. Rob. And Trey Lance, not in season long. Don't miss what I'm saying here, but in a daily situation, absolutely play him.
It is week 5 of the NFL season. We got game picks for you. We always do our thing. It's called GMFB Certified 100% Grade A Grass-Fed Top Choice Picks of the Week. And we're one team we swear they're going to win, and we brand it with fire. Peace, Dregs. Who are you branding with?
Mentioned it earlier in the show. Take no joy in it, but the Saints offense hasn't been great yet. I feel like this is the week they finally wake up. They're averaging only 144 passing yards per game. Sean Payton's got pride. He knows that this is not what he envisioned with Jameis. Let's open it up. Let's get deep. Washington defense, quietly, 30th in the league after all the hype we gave them.
Oh, man.
Last in the league in takeaways. Woo! Sean Payton, let's open the playbook. I'm taking the Saints as my...
GMFB certified.
Jameis 5,000 passes.
Jameis goes nuts.
Nuts.
400 yards passing.
No,
I didn't say that.
All
right, for me, I'm looking at an NFC East matchup where the Giants come down to Dallas, okay, and, you know, Dallas revamped defense, 10 takeaways from offenses. They're doing a great job. Dan Quinn's been the MVP, Trey Diggs on the outside.
Okay.
Ezekiel Elliott's running the football. Yeah. Dak has been a top 5 quarterback in the National Football League. That's why I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys as my...
GMFB certified 100% grade A grass-fed top choice picks gift picks of the week.
That was awesome.
What was this?
I let it out. I don't know. I was, you know, like Mortal Kombat.
I liked it. All right, I've got my eye on this game we were talking to Melissa Stark about all day long. She's over there. She's doing God's work, having the time of her life. I wish we were there running around London with her. So much excitement. A sold-out Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I love to see that. The energy will be there. And I really want Zach Wilson to take it and run with it. Be the international star. Be the young gun that goes in there. And a perfect opportunity to do it up against a Falcons defense that has not been really stifling. Yes, you can say rookies are 0-4 in London. I don't care. Zach Wilson is a special player. I want to see some backyard football throws from him. I'm going to go with the Jets.
Let it up.
Over the Falcons for my
Yeah, they don't blink, they don't flinch, and that's exactly what Ben Roethlisberger is not going to do this weekend. I'm going with the Steelers at home. One last ride, Ben, for my Light Me Up. We'll see you next week. Steelers win!
9:30 a.m. kick.
Getting always mad hectic, looking for my star in hip hop like Cedar and Sedgwick.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more official podcasts from the NFL, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.